Let me pray.
请低头祈祷。
Dear Lord God and Heavenly Father,
我们的天父上帝，
open our hearts and minds now,
开我们的心眼，
as we come to hear your word to us this morning.
当我们来到你的殿听你的说话的时候，
change us and mold us to be more like Jesus.
改变我们，塑造我们，使我们更加是像似基督。
To the honor and glory of your name. Amen.
奉你的名，阿门。
2 Corinthians chapter 4. Please take a seat.
请坐。
If you can have it open, that will be very helpful.
哥林多后书第四章，请大家是打开。
It's an honor and privilege to be here this morning.
我今朝感觉到好荣幸同大家一齐。
And I hope that this morning the passage we look at is very helpful.
我系谂咧，今日我哋睇嘅经文咧，对大家会好有帮助嘅。
As the Philadelphia Church, as we look to the future.
系当教会系向前望嘅时候，呢段经文咧系对我哋好有帮助嘅。
Who will we be?
我哋究竟会点咧
？Where will God take us?
神会怎样带领我们呢
？And how can we get there？
我们怎样才去到那个目的地呢
？The Apostle Paul speaks to us about the essence of Christian ministry。
保罗呢是跟我们讲福音事工的真意。
See, I'll show you。
请大家听。
Therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart.
我们可以看是哥林多后书第四章这里这么说，我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不丧胆。
Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God.
乃将那些暗昧的可耻的事丢弃了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来。
On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己占为各人的良心。
And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
第四节，只等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是全自己。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是全自己，乃是全耶稣基督为主，并且自己因耶稣作你们的仆人。
For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
And what we learn here is the essence of Christian ministry is actually God's work.
这里讲的就话呢，福音的真意呢，其实是神的工作。
It's God, not us, that converts people.
是神，不是我们呢，去改变人。
It's God who pulls back the veil from our hearts and shines his light into our darkness in the word of Christ.
是神呢，将我们心的纱布是揭开，使神的光可以进到我们的心里面。
It's God who performs the miracle of creating life where there was previously only darkness and death.
是神施行他創造的奇妙, 因為在創造之先, 遍地都是黑暗和死亡。
That's God's work. He's the one who does it, and he does it through the message of Jesus, through the gospel.
这个是神的工作, 是神去做的, 祂是透过耶稣基督去做这个工作。
You see that in verse 6. It's only in the face of Christ that we see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
第六节讲,是透过耶稣基督,我们看到神的荣耀。
And that shapes the way Paul thinks about his work in ministry.
这个就是保罗福音事工的基础来的。
You see that in verse 2.
在第二节那里讲,
it teaches him integrity. Integrity. That is, God works through light, not darkness.
这里教导我们要有信实的态度,因为神的工作是透过光而不是黑暗去进行的。
God works through truth, not manipulation or distortion.
神是透过真理,而不是透过诡诈、操控、扭曲的道理去传真正的福音。
No need to massage the message of the gospel to make it nice and friendly and easier to understand or believe.
我们不需要将真理将任何的修订，以至人可以容易接纳一些，或者有一些我们将它隐藏了，等到人可以容易接纳一些。
No need to hide the bits we think people might not like.
我们不需要说因为人不喜欢，就是将这些东西隐藏了它。
If we forget that God is the one that converts people, if we think it's ultimately up to us, then our Christian message becomes distorted.
如果我们不记得，其实我们传福音主要是神的工作，那我们就会将这个基督教的信息扭曲了。
See that in verse 2.
在第二节那里这么说的。
If we begin to rely on something other than the gospel, if we begin to rely on someone other than God,
如果我们不是依靠神，依靠其他的人， 如果我们不是依靠福音，依靠其他的东西，那就有问题了。
True ministry is setting forth the truth plainly.
传福音 很简单，就是将这个福音的信息很简单地去传开去。
You don't need to add to it.
你不需要加些什么下去。
You cannot subtract from it.
你也不需要减去一些什么。
You can't make it more appealing or more fancy or more relevant.
你不需要做些什么令到更加吸引，或者更加时尚一些。
If we lose confidence that God changes, it's God's word that changes people's hearts, and if we try and make it more plausible or more believable, our ministry becomes like a donut.
如果我们没有信心，这个是神的工作，我们要加些什么，减些什么的时候，那我们的传福音就好像一个donut一样，大家都吃过donut。
You know what I mean by a donut, right? A donut.
大家都吃过了，见过了。
I love donuts.
牧师都喜欢吃的。
My wife doesn't let me have any.
牧师太太说吃太多就不好了。
Beautiful, sugar coated, nothing in the middle.
好吃的，外面有糖，但中间是空的。
That's the temptation. Lots going on the outside, nothing in the middle.
这个就是那个问题了，外面是很多东西，但中间是空的。
It's not our job to manufacture a successful Christian ministry.
我们的工作不是去制造一个成功的传福音的方法。
We don't want a donut ministry.
我们不想有一个是donut的传福音的方法。
It's simply our task, as Paul says, to set forth the truth plainly, to commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God.
保罗说，我们的工作很简单，就是将这个福音简简单单地在上帝面前展示给人看。
And if most people say no, that shouldn't surprise us. Let's see verse 3.
如果很多人说，那不行，那我们都不觉得奇怪的。请大家看看第三节。
Verse 3. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
Apart from the miraculous work of God in our hearts, we are spiritually blind.
除了上帝咁奇妙嘅工作喺我哋心里边之外咧，其实我哋咧就系、是、我哋灵性上系盲目嘅。
We're enemies of God. We're stubbornly independent. We don't want to submit to His word. We don't. Our hearts are veiled.
我哋会系成为神嘅敌人。我哋咧系会固执，我哋会自以为是。我哋咧系咧系唔信服佢。我哋咧将我哋心嘅面纱咧系抹除去。
In many ways, he's saying the Achilles heel of people like you and me.Of our world, our biggest problem, our Achilles heel is our mind.
这个就是我们人性的弱点，是我们的心，这个是我们的弱点。
We're all so prone to intellectual pride, especially when it comes to who we think God is or isn't, that Satan blinds not the emotions or the will, but the mind.
我们很多时候呢，我们是自以为聪明，我们骄傲，我哋咧系以为咧，我哋知道上帝系边一个。
See, God is the only one who can reverse that.
神咧，只有神咧系将呢啲系改变嘅。
And He chooses to do that through the work of the gospel.
神咧系透过福音咧系去改变我哋。
That's the essence. That's the center of ministry.
呢个咧就系福音嘅中心。
It is His ministry.
呢个系神嘅事工。
Our task as servants is to set forth the truth plainly.
我哋作为神嘅仆人，我哋就系将呢个福音好简简单单咁样去显示出嚟。
That's the essence.
呢个就系嗰个中心。
Despite opposition and unbelief, the essence is setting forth the truth of Jesus Christ as Lord plainly.
虽然有反对，虽然有唔信，我哋嘅工作就系好简单咁将耶稣基督嘅福音系显示俾人。
And so we do not lose heart.
我哋都唔需要因为咁而失望噶。
Second point，
第二点
，verses 7 to 12，
我哋可以睇下第七至到十二节。
This is about the real cost of Christian ministry. The real cost。
呢个咧就系讲及咧传福音嘅代价。
And just listen, this is what I'd like us to focus on this morning. Listen to what he writes.
这个是我们今天讲题的中心来的。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们在这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不至失望。
Persecuted, but not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed.
受逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不至死亡。
We always carry around in our body.
我哋成日都喺我哋身上咧，系负着
the death of Jesus.
耶稣基督的死
so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
因为这样的缘故，耶稣基督的生命可以在我们的身体里面是发表出来。
For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣基督被交于死，使耶稣基督生长满。
So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
You see, despite weaknesses, despite difficulties, Paul wants us to see that God uses us for his ministry.
虽然是有困难，虽然是有软弱，但保罗说是神会用我们去为他的福音事工去工作。
It's as if we embody the message of Jesus, death that brings life.
好似我哋咧就系咧喺我哋身上边咧包含住耶稣基督嘅信息，死亡系带俾我哋有生命。
The Christian life is firstly Christ crucified for us, and therefore secondly about us crucified with Christ.
基督徒嘅生命咧，第一点就系话咧，基督为我哋而死。第二点就是说呢，我们与基督一同同钉十字架。
And part of what Paul is talking about is our own experience, the experience of our own mortality.
保罗这里所讲的是我们很多人都经验到，我们真实地体验到我们生命的有限。
We've been given this incredible ministry to speak words to people, words of life, in which the voice of the living God is heard.And the face of Christ is shown. And people are brought from darkness to light.
我们呢是呢可以呢是参与这个呢难以置信的福音事工。我们呢是使到呢人呢是可以呢听到耶稣听到上帝这个信息。我们呢是可以呢是跟基督呢是面对面。我们可以呢是从黑暗当中进入光明。
We have this incredible ministry which God has given us, but we're not somehow better than everyone else around us.
我们可以参与这种难以置信的事工，但是我们不是说比其他人更加好一点。
We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们是在这个瓦器里面有一些珍宝，但是其实这个珍宝是上帝所赐给我们的，不是我们所拥有的。
Here, Paul contrasts a priceless jewel, a wonderful treasure, with an everyday, ordinary clay jar.
保罗呢将一个很普通的瓦器和一些很珍贵的珠宝做一个比较。
The wonderful treasure is the knowledge of God shone into our hearts.
这个珍贵的珠宝就是我们认识上帝，他在我们的心里面作工。
The clay jar is the human body.
这个瓦器呢?
Vulnerable and weak.
这个瓦器就是我们的身体，是可以扭坏的，是软弱的。
A hair falls out.
头发可能会有点少。
We get aches and pains.
可能我们身体有时会这里痛那里痛。
None of us is perfect.
我们都不是完全的。
We are weak and broken vessels.
我们是很软弱。
Vulnerable, fragile, weak.
我们呢很容易是毁坏的。
So the modern day equivalent would have to be the polystyrene cup.
我们用一个现代的一个的表示方式呢，就是我们好像一些是发泡胶的杯这样。
You know what I mean? The polystyrene cup.
大家都用过了、这个发泡胶的杯。
It's weak. It's vulnerable.Almost indestructible, but it's a polystyrene cup.
很弱的，但是我们是 很容易丢弃它，当然它不是那么容易腐坏，因为这个就是胶的原因，但是是一个 很弱的一些的用具来的。
But inside is a wonderful treasure.
但是里面装着一些很有用、很贵重的珠宝。
We're vulnerable to sickness, tiredness, not to mention anxiety and depression, and yet God works through us.
我们很软弱的，我们会病，我们会累，我们甚至是会我们有焦虑，还有是很不安，还有很这个不安的时间，但是上帝都会是透过我们去为他工作。
All of us.
我们每一个人都是这样。
You see, he's not just talking about our mortality.
我们不是真的讲我们的有限。
Or losing our hair.
或者我们身体渐渐衰老，我们头发会脱落。
He's also talking about ministry.
我们讲神的工作。
He's talking about the shape that the cross gives to our ministry.
我们讲十字架怎样是将我们的福音的事工呢是定了型。
Because when Paul talks about carrying around in our body the death of Jesus, He's not just talking about the sufferings we go through because of the way that life is in this fallen world.
当保罗讲我们是负起基督的死的时候，他不是只是讲我们怎样去受苦的。
He's also talking about the sufferings we undergo specifically because we follow Jesus.
他是讲我们因为我们跟随耶稣基督，所以我们会受苦。
The sufferings for the sake of serving others.
这种的受苦是因为我们要为他人服务的缘故，我们会受苦。
All ministry for all of us is costly.
每一个的福音事工其实都是有代价的。
Not only in terms of what you relinquish to pursue it, but also in what goes with it.
不是只是说我们要放弃什么东西，还是呢因为我们这样做呢会有些东西会跟着来到的。
Part and parcel of ministry is suffering, misunderstanding, abuse.
我们去传福音的时候我们会受苦，我们会是被人误会，甚至呢会被误用。
You can see the way Christians are being treated in the media at the moment with the debate about same-sex marriage.
譬如我们在这个媒体里面最近讲及呢这个同性恋的婚姻就是这样。
This cost is part of what Paul meant by saying we carry around the death of Jesus in our bodies.
这个呢就是我们要付出的代价，当我们呢要是背负基督的十架的时候。
This is the key point. This is the shape that the cross gives to Christian ministry.
这个就是个要点啦，十字架呢是决定了呢我们的福音事工是怎样的。
The example of Jesus' death gives us the pattern for Christian ministry of one person laying down their life for another.
耶稣基督的死就俾我哋咧系知道我哋传福音嗰个模式系点，就系一个人嘅死系为其他人而活。
I lay down my life for you. You lay down your life for others.
我为你而咧系牺牲我嘅生命，你亦都为其他人牺牲你嘅生命。
Just like Jesus.
好似耶稣基督咁样。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
So then death is at work in us.But life is at work in you.
我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚。Oh, sorry.
Verse 12.
Verse 12. 就这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
You see, that's the way God chooses to work in the world, through crucifixion, through laying down your life.
神的工作他是透过十字架，透过我们牺牲我们的生命去达成的。
Through people like you and me who take up their cross and follow Jesus.
你和我都是放弃了我们的生命去背负十字架。
People who are prepared to suffer and sacrifice and face rejection because they want to serve Jesus. They want to see people saved.
我们都 是愿意是被唾骂，我们都愿意受苦，因为我们都希望呢人呢是认识基督得到拯救。
The gospel of the crucified Jesus goes out into the world through people who are prepared to suffer, to serve, to sacrifice, and to be rejected.
耶稣基督的福音是透过这些人，他们呢是愿意受苦，愿意去服务，愿意牺牲，愿意被拒绝，而咧系得到呢个福音嘅。
People who resemble Jesus，
呢啲就系咧好似耶稣基督嘅人。
There's a famous story of missionaries in the 1950s who took the gospel message to the Arco Indians in Ecuador。
有一个故事咧系发生喺1950年代，咁咧系有一班嘅传教士咧。去到美洲的印第安人当中传教的。
In South America.
在南美洲那里。
Yeah. The Alca people lived in a remote part of Ecuador, and the only real contact they had with European people had been some very sporadic and unhappy contact with Dutch and American oil prospectors.
这些人就住在这个叫做厄瓜多尔一些很 好偏远嘅地方。咁佢哋咧系接触到外国人咧，就系、是、一啲欧洲嘅人啊，譬如系荷兰人啊，同埋咧美国人咧，佢哋专门咧嚟到嗰个地方咧系转游嘅。
A group of young missionaries, mostly from Wheaton College in America, tried to find a way to take the message of Jesus to them.
有一班从美国嚟嘅传教士咧，希望咧向佢哋传福音。
To go and live among them as missionaries.
佢同佢哋一齐生活。
Well, the attempt was brief and disastrous.
但系佢哋呢种嘅尝试系只系好暂短，同埋咧系好不幸嘅。
Within months of the project beginning, the five husbands were ambushed and speared to death on what was to be the first real contact with the Alka people.
冇几耐咧，呢班嘅土人咧，系当佢哋第一次真正接触到传教士嘅时候，冇几耐咧，佢哋咧就有五个传教士嘅丈夫咧，就系、是、被佢哋咧系杀死咗。
But their widows, or at least some of them, stayed on in Ecuador.
但是其中一些寡妇呢，他们仍然留在这个地方。
They worked with people among the neighboring people groups and tribes and became the people around in tribes who had already become Christians.
他们呢是跟那些已经是成为了基督徒的人一起是工作，一起生活。
And they together went back to the people who had killed their husbands.
他们一起回到这班曾经杀死了他们丈夫的人当中。
And they made contact once again. And they told them about Jesus. And many became believers.
他跟他们接触，向他们传教，于是他们有很多是成为基督徒。
To this day, some of the men who murdered the first missionaries are now leaders in the Alka Church.
咁后来呢就当中有一些是曾经杀过他们丈夫 的土人呢，是成为教会的领袖。
You know what? The Alka people have now sent missionaries out themselves.
他们甚至是向外是派一些传教士去向其他地方传福音。
This is God's ministry.
这个就是神的福音的工作。
This is the way of Christian ministry and service.
这个就是基督徒怎样去传福音。
People who are prepared to give themselves for others, to lay down their lives, to suffer and sacrifice so that others might hear of Jesus and live.
这些人呢，是愿意放低他们自己，放低他们的生命，愿意去受苦，愿意牺牲，使到其他人呢，是认识基督，得到生命。
So Paul says in verse 1, we do not lose heart.
保罗在第一节那里讲呢，就说呢，我们不会失望的。
Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart.
十六节都是这样讲，我们不会失望的。
Verse 18, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
十八节那里讲，我们是要将我们的眼目是放在一些不是我们见到的东西，而是我们见不到的东西。
For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
因为我们见到的是暂时的，我们见不到是永恒的。
Even when the task of spreading the word of Jesus costs us, we persevere in spreading the gospel, even when people don't like the message.
虽然我们传福音的时候是要付出代价，但是我们是会继续，因为虽然有人会是反对，我们仍然都会是继续的。
To grow the ministry, to grow the work we do here at the Philadelphia Church.
我们要在友爱堂那里是发展我们传福音。
We persevere. Even though it costs us in our lifestyle, our time, our money.
虽然我们要付出我们的时间，我们生活的模式，但是我们都会继续的。
As we make those sacrifices,Other people come to know Jesus and are saved.
当我们这样牺牲的时候，其他人就会来到基督那里 得到拯救。
Death at work in us, Paul writes, life at work in you.
我们的牺牲，我们的死亡会换来其他人的生命。
But it isn't just the death of Jesus we share in if we're his followers, it's his resurrection too.
我们不只是跟人分享耶稣基督的死，我们跟人分享耶稣基督的复活。
The very heart of Christian faith is trusting that God raises the dead.
基督教信仰中心部分就是耶稣基督是从死里复活。
If we don't really believe that God will raise our dead bodies to life again at that last day, that we'll live again and we'll see Jesus face to face,
如果我们不相信最后我们会复活与耶稣基督面对面的话，
If we don't really believe that, then the sort of lifestyle we've just been talking about makes no sense.
如果我们不敢相信的时候，我们这种的基督徒的生活模式就没有意思的。
But if we do, it makes complete sense.
但如果我们相信基督死而复活的时候，我们所做的就完全是合理的。
As we lay down our life, God will raise us up.
当我们牺牲我们的生命的时候，上帝会使我们复活过来。
If we do believe it, then it makes complete sense, and we live on the basis of it, and we speak the gospel on the basis of it.
如果我们这样相信的时候，这个是完全合理的，我们都是可以继续向其他人传福音。
The Philadelphia Church is ready to enter a new era.
有爱堂呢，现在是开始进入一个新的年代。
Do you want to have a full-time pastor?
你是不是希望有一个全时间的牧师呢？
Yeah. We need to work together.
我们需要为这件事一起工作。
We need to make sure we raise the money to provide for the ministry we want to have.
我们是需要是一同努力，以有足够的钱 去找一个全时间的牧师。
Not just raise the money, we need to work together.To do the ministry together.
不只是筹钱那么简单，我们需要是一起去做，一起去工作。
We want to help you, help us to do that.
我们希望大家都能够是我们自己帮自己去达成这个目标。
I've been talking with the wardens and the parish council.
我是跟warden 和牧区议会是讲过这个问题的。
To see how can we help you to do this together.
我们想我们怎么去令到大家可以一起为这件事去合力去承担。
And we need to train, what training do we need to do?
有什么训练我们需要做的呢？
The three things are very important.
有三样东西是很重要的。
Commitment.
第一样东西就是我们的投入。
Commitment to Jesus.
我们是要向基督去投入。
Commitment to his mission.
向他的事工去投入。
Secondly, maturity.
第二点就是我们要够成熟。
Growing in faith.
我们要在信仰里面是不断的成长。
People learning about Jesus and growing in faith.
人是要透过认识基督而在他信仰上面是成长的。
We call it discipleship.
这个就是门徒训练了。
And we've talked about discipleship training.
我们也曾经讲及这个门徒训练 的课程。
To help you to have the confidence to read the Bible with someone else.
使到大家有信心向其他人讲解圣经。
To pray with someone else.
跟其他人一起祈祷。
To care for them.
去关心他们，
to love them,
去照顾去爱护他们，
so that we can together grow.
所以我们可以一起去成长的。
Third thing,
第三点，
leadership,
是领袖的训练。
We need to keep raising up leaders.
我们需要是不断去培养一些教会的领袖，
who will take the lead in discipleship.
他们是在教会里扮演一个领导的角色。
The lead in trying new things.
他们可以是尝试一些新的东
西。New ministries.
一些新的福音的事工。
We are praying that God will do this among us.
我们祈祷希望神是会为我们做这些东
西。I'm And I feel privileged to help you as we do this together.
牧师感觉好荣幸可以同大家一齐咧喺呢件事上面有份嘅。
Thank you.
多谢各位。